Time to talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. Jeff, how are we doing?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. I tell you what, my wife would be thrilled about this. She'll be able to have an intelligent conversation with someone in the kitchen very shortly.
Look, this is quite amazing. This is the combination of coffee and technology, where we've now got a new machine from Lavazza, which has Amazon Alexa's voice assistant built into the machine. So it's got a built-in speaker and microphones. You can walk up to the machine and ask it to make you a coffee. You can also ask it to play the radio, ask it for the weather. And honestly, I've got one in front of me at the moment. The speaker is actually fairly decent. It's good enough to be that radio in your kitchen. So it's kind of become an all-in-one device.
So do you think I could walk up to it and say I'd like an iced ristretto 10-shot venti with Brave, 5-pump vanilla, 7-pump caramel, 4 Splendor, not shaken at the end of that?
Not quite. What I have noticed is you've got two options, really. It can make you an espresso or it can make you a lungo. It's really a small coffee or a big coffee, because it is generally just a typical coffee machine. It takes the capsules. It's very simple to use. So it's basic in its sense, but no milk frothing, bilge skin and things like that. So it's probably the start of what we think we'll see from coffee machines in the future.
Yeah, and eventually it just needs to write your name on the side of it. So it's like that real effect of going out to get a coffee.
And spell it wrong, especially for my name.
I know when I order coffee, my name is all of a sudden Gugliano Benzini, just for the fun of it. Mate, Apple are deciding to go a little rugged with their new iWatch.
Yeah, look, Apple always is looking for areas of the competition that they can take out, and it looks like that if you are someone who goes on long walks, treks, you're an adventurous type, taking your Apple Watch is probably something you haven't wanted to do, and you may have then bought a different smartwatch. So it looks like Apple will bring out an extreme sports version of their Apple Watch, which will be larger, stronger, but obviously still being an Apple Watch at its core. So all the functionality should still be there. So this may actually be part of the announcement in September, when we obviously expect to hear about the latest iPhone.
Just as long as it can handle me bashing my arm against a wall. I mean, that's all you really want a watch to survive at the end of the day.
Yes, it's, for me, it's those railings. Whenever I walk past a railing, my watch just finds its way straight towards it.
Do you reckon they'll be in the same sort of price point, or they'll be a little bit more expensive because they're a bit more special?
Always more expensive. If Apple release something cheap one day, I'll be very, very surprised.
And finally, you could be sharing the highway very shortly on the New England with a truck that has no driver.
Yeah, look, I think this is where we're moving towards when it comes to autonomous vehicles. We always think about autonomous vehicles as a car that I'm going to get into, is going to drive me to work and then go and pick up my kids from school. But the reality is that the first vehicles to embrace autonomous will be big rigs. It'll be those long-haul trucks, because what we know about those trucks is that they go from point to point, generally sticking on highways, and usually going outside of residential areas and school zones and things like that. So it makes more sense to do autonomous vehicles in trucks first, also knowing the fact that they don't need to take breaks. They don't need to stop for a rest, only for refueling. So autonomous vehicles in trucks could be the first thing we see.
Jeff, you are an embracer of technology. We know this, but how do you feel about having your family on the highway, knowing that there could be a truck bearing down on you that has no driver there?
I would be giving them a very wide berth. I would not want to get in the way of an autonomous truck.
I think, and that's the thing, if they were signed appropriately, then you could, and for want of a greater term, take evasive action. Like you can, oh, look, there's one of those trucks that don't have a driver. I'll let him go past. Don't you worry about that.
Exactly. And with the amount of sensors they would have on board, there's actually a pretty good chance that they would be more trying to avoid you than you trying to avoid them. So they would want to be making sure that their gap between each car would be quite significant. And as a result, you're probably usually safer, I would think, in some cases.
It's like what they say about snakes. It's more afraid of you than you are of it.
Exactly.
I can tell you, I'm very afraid of the possibility that a truck weighing hundreds of tons could be bearing down on me and my family. But this is the way of the future, and we'll always talk about the technological part of it when Jeff Quattromani joins us next week. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.